Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news in electric cars and sustainable transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Monday, the 19th of February, 2018. On the podcast today, we'll talk about Model 3s being flown to Germany to be taken apart and our recommendation for what you should watch on YouTube today. But we will start with the argument that you've heard 1,000 times from somebody who won't buy an EV. Because they say they'll get one when filling up takes the same amount of time to charge than it does for them to go to the petrol station and put some petrol or diesel into their car. Now, a new study shows that owning an EV actually saves you time because of where and when you charge. So the whole rigmarole of going to the petrol station to get out of your car, and if you're filling up with diesel, it stinks and you've got to wear gloves. The whole thing takes between 8 and 10 minutes time. You've got to find a station first, and then you've got to come off the road and where you were going, all those kind of things. A new study points out that actually where and when you charge is crucial to an EV because most of your charging is done at home or at work. Now, this article via clingtechnica.com looks at a study done by the Idaho National Laboratory, and they found that the Nissan Leaf owners, the first generation of Nissan Leaf owners, when they had charging available at home and at work as well, 97% of all filling and charging was done in those two locations. And of course, the time it takes to do that is the time it takes to get out of your car, plug it in, and walk away again, which cumulatively is a whole lot less than even if just once a week you're going to the petrol station to put some petrol or diesel into your car. So next time you hear that argument, you can tell them owning an EV is a lot quicker to fuel up because of where and when you do it. The average commute, of course, being between 30 and 40 miles in the US, at least, slightly longer commutes in the US. But even then, the latest generation of EVs have a range that will easily, even in cold weather, get you to work and home again. Now, if you have charging at work, not a problem. If you don't, you can still charge at home, and you'll never, ever have to go to a special place to charge your car. Well, a new video clip of the Tesla Roadster surfaced, which was actually shot and uploaded on the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day to this one person who saw some testing at the Fremont factory test track. Doesn't look from the video like they were doing a full-on launch of this. I mean, look, the acceleration on the video, you can't really tell. But it's a good enough video to tell that the acceleration is very, very fast. And also, the article points out that the brakes at the end of the run squeak and squeal like ceramic discs do on race cars. So that could be something to look out for when we get more details of the $250,000 Tesla Roadster that'll do 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds and the quarter mile quicker than any other car, road car, that's ever been produced. Now, talking of Tesla, you know those shots that we saw of the Model 3s in air freight, all strapped up nicely and heading to Germany via an aircraft? Well, now a German newspaper says that one of the luxury German marques has paid $230,000 for each of these two cars before test driving them for around 10 days and then dismantling them. And according to their source, well, they don't say who it was, whether it was BMW or Mercedes or VW's, you know, Audi or something, if they were saying it was one of the German more luxurious premier marques. But they do say this: each sub-assembly system was put to the test. The testers were especially impressed by the power electronics, compact, expandable, fully integrated, modular, easily accessible, well-designed. This all sounds like stuff that Elon Musk would insist on. The whole thing has been designed exceptionally well, according to the engineers that took this apart. They say the minimalism runs through the entire vehicle. Only one motor, one forward, one reverse gear, and one driven pair of wheels on the ones they took apart, of course, and one cooling circuit for the entire system. Particularly impressed by the electronics, by the look of it. Well, more details about the performance of the Porsche Mission E looks like it's being confirmed. That whilst it would still lose a drag race to a Tesla Model S, which, of course, a P100D, when it's had time to condition the batteries and sit there and do all its thing for several minutes, the new Porsche Mission E, they say, is going to be more usable power. It's being engineered to have all of its power available all of the time, or for longer periods of time. Now, this makes it suitable for track days and for constant use, not just doing a quick drag strip run and then having to wait and wait and wait, like you do with a Tesla, for the batteries to recover. Now, this is all thanks to an advanced cooling system that also uses the car's air conditioning as well. well. And it's fascinating to read this about how they want to get more usable power. Porsche saying we're a performance company and we need that power available all of the time. Well, the Chevrolet Bolt is starting to show increased sales over the last couple of weeks from former Model 3 reservation owners who say they're frustrated at the continued delays. And actually, if they get their Model 3s when it's now being estimated, they might not get the full tax benefits, which they can in the US. They're turning to the Chevrolet Bolt. The range is still over 200 miles, and it means they're guaranteed to get the maximum possible $7,500 federal tax rebate. And finally, a recommendation of what to watch on YouTube. And if you haven't already seen it, you have to check out the latest video from the Fully Charged team with Johnny Smith heading to California to test not one, not two, but three VW concept cars. And I can't tell you how rare this is. Concept cars are seen on a stage and a little turntable at a motor show, and you can't get close to them. These three concept cars, the ID, the ID Cross, which is the kind of crossover SUV, mini SUV, and the ID Buzz. Now, the review, I won't spoil it, but you must go and watch it. Starts with the Buzz, which is the new version of the legendary VW camper van, all electric, four-wheel drive, systems taken from the E-Golf, front and rear. Same battery system as well. Multiple seat layout, so you can swing the front two seats around. Self-driving capabilities, although that wasn't quite shown in the video. But fascinating to watch concept cars being driven on public roads, albeit with a police outrider escorting them. Now, Johnny points out that it kind of rattles like concept cars do, but still, even though it's not on sale until 2022, I think the cars look remarkably finished. They all look gorgeous. And fair play, and I have to say this as someone whose day job is to kind of work in the media and deal with a lot of interviews and things like that, Johnny also speaks to the designer and the product manager for the ID series, and he brings up Dieselgate a couple of times, actually. Fair play, because most people who have been flown to California that get the chance to do this, which is exceptionally rare, normally being watched by PR people and a whole PR team, and if you ask a question that they don't quite like, normally they'll be on you, and you can't answer, you can't ask that, you can't ask this question, you can't talk about this, you can have the review on this basis, and you can't talk about anything negative. But they don't stop him, and fair play to him for having the kind of guts to talk about Dieselgate and say, look, all this work you're doing, is it because you kind of messed up a few years ago? And he gets some amazingly honest responses as well. So firstly, fantastic video. You must go watch it. Also, fair play to him for not even being cheeky, just being asking honest and real questions and you know what? Getting honest and real answers. And for someone like myself who owned a Volkswagen Golf when Dieselgate happened and I was affected, but having first-hand experience of Dieselgate, fair play to Johnny for asking that question. Go check out the Fully Charged channel and watch it. It is exceptionally beautifully made as well. Just stunning, as good as any car show you'll see on TV or Amazon Prime. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. So please do share this with one person who might be interested. A reminder, listen to all of our previous podcasts on iTunes. Whilst you're there, you can subscribe and rate and review as well if you want to. You can also download our brand new Alexa skill for your Amazon Echoes. Be one of the first to download it. Search for EV News Daily in your Alexa app or your Amazon Prime app, and you can add it to your device to get a daily flash briefing. You can say hi on Twitter at EV News Daily, on Facebook as well. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.